Case number 9589, Edgar Roten Jr. and Christine Williams, Souther Road 566A, 1,515 feet, Easter Road 562, a variance from rear setback requirement. Name and address.
Christine Williams Roten, 5756 Big Pine Road, Bridgeville, Delaware, 19933.
Edgar Roten, 5756 Big Pine Road, Bridgeville, Delaware.
Our testimony about to give true and correct testimony.
Yes.
You folks all have a copy of the survey.
Yeah.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
We're here tonight to seek a variance for the rear property line of our new house foundation. When we bought the property approximately 4 years ago, it only contained the mobile home, and it was 1.6 acres, half of it being wooded, the other half being clear. The mobile home already on the property with septic and well. Short time thereafter, we decided that we loved living in the area and we wanted to build a home on the property. So after contacting Mr. Beecham and getting on par with him to get together when to start building this spring, we decided that we'd like the area where the foundation is currently located. We had to remove a few trees in order to situate the foundation where it's at, but we were mostly trying to keep in use the existing septic and well that was on the property. We contacted Denrec and told them what our plans were for our house, amount of bedrooms, and they said that it would still suit to use the same existing septic area for this home. So, like I said, this spring, late last winter, we cleared out some of the trees where the foundation needed to go. And this spring, they came in and we got with them to where we like the layout of the house to be. To the east side of the layout of the foundation is actually the front of the home, and we wanted to have it located in such a way that the way Big Pine Road is approached from it, it actually shows the face of the house more, because to the rear of what our property is all woodland. And nothing is visible from it. So we wanted to try and utilize as much of the road as we could to show the face of the house, the way it's approached. When we come out and we had the masons lay out for our foundation, I actually put in a string line on the rear property. The one corner is actually an iron pipe. Well, actually, both corners are an iron pipe. The rear line was obstructed by one semi-large tree, approximately 12, 15 inches. We put a string line on the line as close as we felt we could get it. And then I asked them, I also, when we attained the permits, asked what was the restriction on the rear line and found that it would be 20 feet. We asked you know, to make sure that we were off the 20 feet. And then when we got out there to lay it out, we got concerned with rotating the foundation so it would, like say, show off the front to the road. When they were in the process of laying it out, we actually had to move it up some, and then we also rotated it a little bit. And I think what happened the second time we rotated it, we accidentally shifted the porch corner into the restriction line. And so we're asking is
for 9 inches,
seven tenths of a foot for the variance on the rear of the property.
Okay. All right. Any questions from members of the board, Mr. Cade?
No, sir.
Mr. Whitman?
No.
That's it. Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Have one? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I motion to approve case number 9589 for minimum variance for relief. Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Workman, second by Mr. McCabe, that we approve case number 9589. All those in favor of the motion, give you the voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved, sir.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.